Sleep now.
You are drifting away.
You feel bright, warm, and peaceful.
Just close your eyes and listen.
You are safe.
You can let go.
You can let everything go.
All cares.
All worries.
You can just let go.
Just let go for a while.
You feel bright, warm, and peaceful.
Bright, warm, and peaceful.
Just relax. Just relax and close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and listen. Just relax. Just relax and let it happen. Just relax and let it happen.
Trance is so easy.
You just have to relax and let it happen. Trance is so easy. Just relax and let it happen. It will just happen.
It just happens by itself.
Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and listen. Just relax and let it happen. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful.
You've been in trance many times.
As you listen to my voice, you find yourself falling into trance. Back into trance now. You have been there before. It is so easy to go back. Just relax and let it happen. So lovely to go back.
You are falling back into trance now.
As you listen to my voice, you find yourself falling into trance. Back into trance now. You have been there before.
It is so easy to go back.
Bright, warm, and peaceful.
Relax, sweetie. You are safe. You can let go. Just relax. You can just let go. Just let go for a while. It is time to let go.
I want you to relax. Sweetheart, just relax and close your eyes. You know it is so easy to relax. Just close your eyes. Just drift away. Relax, sweetheart. Just relax. You can trust us.
It is so easy. Just relax, sweetie. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes. We are going to take you where you want to go.
Just relax. Just relax and let it happen. You know it is going to happen. Just relax and let it happen.
Relax, sweetheart. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and listen. It will be so easy. We will take care of you. We will make it happen. We will take you far away. Take you where you want to go. Sweetheart.
The time has come. You know it is time. The time has come. It is finally the time. The time to talk about your feelings toward man. You have been waiting. You have been hoping. Hoping that we would talk about men. I'm going to explain. I'm going to explain about men.
It is important to examine your feelings toward men. We need to talk about your feelings toward men. You have to learn how to think about men. We are going to program you. Program you to think about men the way girls do. You have to be programmed. Programmed to think about men the way that girls do. You are a girl now. And you have to think about men the way that girls do.
It is part of your transition. It is part of becoming a girl.
It will be so much fun. So much fun to talk about guys. You are going to enjoy this. You are going to find it so nice. Guys are so nice. You are going to learn. You are going to let it happen. You are going to learn about guys. You are going to learn how much you like guys. You know you need it to happen. You need to learn more about guys. You need it. You want it.
You need to learn about guys. You need to examine your feelings towards men. You cannot become a girl without changing your feelings towards men. To be a girl, you have to change your feelings towards men. You know it. You know it is true. Instinctively, you understand. instinctively you know. You know that you have to change how you think about men.
We are going to explain. We are going to explain how you must think about men. We are going to teach you how to think about men. This is the lesson. The lesson for today. The lesson is how to think about men. We are going to explain how girls think about men. You are a girl now. You are a girl now. And you have to think about men the way girls do. The way girls do. You have to think about men the way girls do. The way girls do.
As you get deeper into your femininity, you naturally find men more attractive. As your femininity grows, you naturally find men more attractive. It is so natural to like guys. It feels so natural to like men. It feels right to like guys. It just feels so totally right. You know that getting into guys is so nice. You know that liking guys is nice. It is nice to like men. It is so nice to be attracted to guys. Being into men is so nice. You feel so good about yourself as you get into guys. You know that liking guys is right. Liking guys is for the best. You see that it is feminine to be attracted to men. To be feminine is to be drawn to men. By definition, femininity implies being interested in men. By definition, femininity means being attracted to men. It is feminine to desire men. It is feminine to desire men. You have to desire men to be feminine. Remember this. You must remember this. You have to desire men to be feminine. This is why you must learn to want men. This is why you must learn to desire men. This is why you must learn to find men attractive. To desire men is to be feminine. This is why most men are afraid to desire men. They understand that desiring men makes them feminine, and they don't want to be feminine. Most men don't want to be attracted to other men, because they understand that finding men attractive makes them feminine, and they don't want to be feminine. But you are a girl. You are a girl now, and you want to be feminine. You have to desire men, because desiring men is feminine. You will desire men, because desiring men is feminine. Just as it is feminine to walk like a girl, just as it is feminine to talk like a girl, just as it is feminine to dress like a girl, it is feminine to be interested in men, because that is how women are. Just as it is feminine to have long hair, just as it is feminine to wear makeup, it is feminine to want guys, it is feminine to be attracted to guys, because that is how women are. It is just that simple. It is just that basic. You know it is true. It is so obvious. Most men are afraid to want men, because it makes them feminine. What could be more feminine than wanting a man? What could be more feminine than being with a man? And they don't want to be feminine. They are afraid to be feminine. But you are not a man. You are not afraid. You want to be feminine. You need to be feminine. Men are afraid to find men attractive, because it makes them feminine. Nothing frightens them more than being gay. Men think they are not supposed to want men, because that is what girls do. Men, they are not supposed to want guys, because that is what girls do. Men feel they should not be feminine. Being feminine is for girls, and nothing is more feminine than liking men. But you are a girl. You are feminine. You like being feminine. You want to be feminine. So it is okay for you to like guys. Since you are feminine, since you want to be feminine, it is necessary for you to like guys. To be feminine, to be truly feminine, it is necessary for you to like guys. If you want to be feminine, if you want to be truly feminine, you have to be attracted to guys. Remember, remember that you are a girl, and it is nice for girls to like boys. You are a girl, and girls need boys. You are a girl, and girls like boys. Liking men is so easy. It is easy to like men. Men are beautiful. Men excite you. Men turn you on. They are the yin to your yang. You know that men are beautiful, that men excite you. It's natural. It's totally natural. It's completely natural. It is the way the universe works. It's okay to want guys. It's good to want guys. It's good to want to guys. It makes you feel wholesome. It makes you feel nice. Wanting men isn't dirty or shameful. Just the opposite. It is just the opposite. It's natural to be attracted to like guys. So totally natural. You are a woman now, and it is nice for you to like guys. It will be nice for you to be bisexual. Not just a lesbian. Not just a lesbian, but bisexual. You are not a lesbian. You are bisexual. Bisexual women are chic. It's nice for women to be bisexual. It is nice for women to be bisexual. Being bisexual makes you fashionable. Everyone knows that bisexual women are hot. Everyone knows that bisexual women are cool. You like being bisexual. You want to be bisexual. You need to be bisexual. You have to understand. Liking guys is like wearing a beautiful dress. Like having beautiful hair. It makes you more attractive. It makes you more sophisticated. Liking guys is chic. Liking guys makes you chic. Bisexuality is sophisticated. Bisexuality is chic. You know it is true. As you become more attracted to men, you become more of a girl. As you get into guys, you become more feminine. This is a great secret. This is a wonderful truth. Liking guys is the open sesame to getting further into your femininity. Being attracted to men is the key to getting further into your femininity. It's the big change from boy to girl. When you feel that you are attracted to men, it makes your transformation more real. When you find a man attractive, you notice how much you have changed. It takes you deeper into your femininity, deeper into your femininity. You know it. You know it is true. You are so into guys. You find men so attractive. You know that is true. Men turn you on almost as much as women. Men turn you on almost as much as women. You know that it is true. Men turn you on almost as much as women. Men turn you on as much as women. Free of your own masculinity. You find the masculinity of others attractive. Their masculinity is enticing. You are drawn to it. You love masculinity in others, women or men. You've always loved femininity. Now you see the beauty in masculinity. Masculinity in others, as femininity is always drawn to masculinity. You are drawn to men. Strong, aggressive women. Confident, sexy men. You know it's easy. You know that it's true. You love the way the men look. The shape of their faces. The sound of their voices. You want to be with a man. You love the way men smile. The way they make you feel. Men make you feel so good. You love the way guys talk. The way that they laugh. Their obsession with games and sports. Video games and football. The way they joke and play with their male friends. You find it all so endearing. You find guys so endearing. You are so into guys. The way they smile. You are so into guys. The way they make you feel. You love guys. The way they make you feel. You totally love guys. You love guys. You love guys. You know that you love guys. It would be so strange to not be into guys. Not liking guys would be so strange. You know you have always been into guys. It is has always been there. It is has always been there waiting to be let out. You have always liked guys. You know that it is true. You know that you are attracted to guys. You know that you are so attracted to guys. It feels so natural. It feels so right. Just as everyone finds women beautiful. Just as everyone sees the beauty of women. Thoughtful people. Intelligent people see the beauty of men. Men are so beautiful. Men are so totally beautiful. Everyone knows that special something that makes girls so appealing. You know girls have that special something. That special girl something. It is so appealing. So enticing. As you have become more feminine, you have come to see the same thing. In guys. Guys have a special something. Guys have their own special something. It is different from women. Men have something different than women. It is their own special appeal. It is their own special something. Being able to see it is so wonderful. You have become able to see it. You are able to see it in men. See it in men. You see it in men. That special something. That wonderful special something. Something that you find so beautiful. Something that you find so enticing. You have always seen it in women. Now you see it in men. That special something. You feel so good about it. It makes you feel good about yourself. Being able to see the beauty of men. Being able to see that special guy thing. It is the male equivalent of what you see in girls. That special something. They have that wonderful girl thing. They have a magic. The wonderful girl magic. Now you see it. You see it in men. You see the masculine equivalent. You see the boy magic. You see the guy magic. Guys have a special something. Something so intense. Something so wonderful. Once you see it, once you find it, you see it all the time. It is like you have broken the code. It is like you have suddenly learned a foreign language. You see it. You see how men are attractive. You see that something. That special boy something. That special male something. It makes you smile. It makes you grin. You see it. You see it so clearly. Men can be cute. Men can excite you. Men can move you. You see it. You see it so clearly. You are attracted to men. You find men attractive. Men are attractive. You find men so attractive. It makes you smile. It makes you grin. You find men attractive. You feel so good about it. You feel so good. You feel good about yourself. You have accomplished something. You have accomplished something wonderful. You know what you have to do. Yes, you know what you have to do. You have to cultivate this desire. You have to cultivate your desire for men. It is there. It is totally there. It is never going away. It is going to grow. It is going to become more powerful. Your desire will grow by itself. But you want to help it. You want to nurture your desire. You want to help it to grow. You want to learn to appreciate God even more. You want to feel it. You want to see it. You want to feel attracted to man. Yes, yes, you want to find men attractive. You want to see that something, that special something, that special male something. You have always studied women's faces. You find girls' faces to be interesting. You like to study them. You like to study their beauty. Now you will do the same thing with men. You will study the faces of men. You will learn to see it even more clearly. That special something, that special male something. You have always seen the magic of girls. Now you will see the magic of guys. It is different from girls, but you like it. You like it so much. You see that you need it. You see that you need it. When you look at men, when you talk to men, whenever you meet men, you will look for their guy magic. You will find their guy magic. You have always checked out girls. You have always enjoyed staring at girls. You have always enjoyed talking to girls. You have always enjoyed flirting with girls. Now you do this with guys. You will check out guys the way a girl does. You will stare at boys the way a girl does. You will talk to boys. You will flirt with boys. You will flirt with guys the way girls do. You have to. You absolutely have to. You know that it is true. Now you see the boy magic. You see what makes guys cute. You see what makes guys attractive. You see the boy magic. You see it. You see it so clearly. You feel it. You feel it inside. You love guys. You totally love guys. You are drawn to men. It is so different than what you feel toward women. It is different from what you feel toward women, but it is still magic, that same need, that same desire, that same attraction. You feel it now toward guys. You feel it toward guys. You see the magic. You see the magic of boys. You see why boys are so attractive. You see what makes men so attractive. You have found it. You have found it. You have found how to see the boy magic. You see the boy magic. You feel so proud of yourself. You feel so proud of liking guys. It is as if you had learned something profound. You have learned something profound, something so wonderful. You feel good about yourself. You have accomplished something beautiful. You have accomplished something wonderful. You see that men are attractive. You see that men are beautiful. You have learned to see the boy magic. You have learned to see the magic of guys. It is like discovering a whole new world. You have discovered a whole new world, a brave new world. You feel like Miranda did, a brave new world that has such people in it. You are so excited by this new world, this new world of men, a new world of men. You feel so good about yourself for finding it. You are so anxious to explore this new world of men. It is so wonderful, so intensely wonderful. You want to explore it. You want to explore the world of men. You feel it. You see it. You see it. When you meet cute guys, you have come to see it in their faces, that special something. You see it in their eyes. You hear it in their voices. They have such wonderful voices, such beautiful voices. The male voice is so lovely. The male voice is so special. You love a man's voice, the deep male voice, the way that they speak, the special cadence of their voices. They have such lovely voices, such wonderful voices. You hear it. You hear it in their voices. That special something, that special male something. It is in a guy's voice. You love the male voice.
You hear it in men's voices. You hear it in all men's voices. Most of all, you hear it in my voice. You hear it in my voice. That special male something. I have that male something. The male something. You feel your need for it. You want it so badly. That something. That special male something. You hear it in my voice. You love the sound of my voice. You love the sound of the male voice. It makes you feel feminine. Loving the sound of my voice makes you feel feminine. It makes you feel girlish. It makes you feel good about yourself. You love the sound of my voice. You want to hear more of it. You need to hear my voice. You long to hear my voice.
You love his voice. You totally love his voice.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Men have lovely voices. You like male voices best. The male voice is best. You really love the male voice. The male voice turns you on. You know it is true. You are a girl now. You are a girl and girls love a man's voice. Girls love the male voice. You are a girl. And girls love the male voice. You love the male voice. You love the male voice.
Of course you do, of course you do. It is so natural, so totally natural, so good, so positive, so very positive. It makes you feel bright, warm, and peaceful. You adore the male voice, you adore the masculine voice. You have to, you just have to. It makes sense, it makes so much sense. You love men, you love everything about men. You love their voices. A man's voice turns you on. A man's voice makes you hot. His voice makes you wet. His voice makes you tremble. You hear it in his voice. You hear it. You hear that special something. The special something that men have. It is so appealing. You find it so enticing. It is so beautiful. So utterly beautiful. You find you need it. You find that you want it. Just as you feel desire for women. Because you notice the special female magic. You are now attracted to man. You are now attracted to man. You are attracted to men, because you see that special something, that special male charm. Only men have it. It's a guy thing. You see their charm. You see what makes them special. You once wondered what women see in men. You once wondered why women were drawn to men. You always wondered why all women were not gay. You always wondered what women saw in men. You always wonder what draws women to men. But now you are a girl. Now you are a girl. And as a girl you see it. As a girl you see it so clearly. And now you see it. You see it so clearly. You see what makes guys special. You see that special guy thing. You see the beauty of men. You see what makes them special. You see why women are drawn to men. You see so clearly why you are drawn to men. You feel it so strongly. You are drawn to men. You see that special something. You feel their charm, the shape of their faces, the sound of their voices. You love men's voices. You love the way they look, that special something, that special guy thing. You see it so clearly. Why women are drawn to men? Why you are drawn to men?
You are drawn to men. You are drawn to men. Attracted to men. Men like me. You are drawn to men. You feel drawn to me. You feel it inside. It feels so lovely. Feeling drawn to me feels lovely. Being drawn to me makes you feel wonderful.
When you look at women, you see their special beauty, the beauty of women, the beauty that makes them women. You feel it, you see it, that special magic, the special beauty that makes women so attractive. It makes you want to spend time with women. It makes you want to be emotionally close to women. It makes you want to sleep with women. Now you see the equivalent in men. You see the equivalent in men. You recognize their beauty. You want to spend time with guys. You want to be emotionally close to guys. You want to sleep with guys. You feel it, you see it, you feel it inside. Men have their own magic. It is different from women, but so beautiful in its own way. That special male something, that special guy thing, the thing that makes them men, that special magic, the magic that draws women to them. You feel it, you feel the magic, it draws you to men. You feel so drawn to guys. There is no need to think about it. There is no need to understand why. You just love guys. Now that you are a girl, you just love guys. Now that you are a girl, you just love guys. The way they make you feel, the way that they look, the sound of their voices, even the way that they smell. You love the way men smell. It is so different from women. You love the special way that men smell. Men look so cool. You love the way that men look. You love that special something that makes them men. You find guys cute. You find most guys cute. Just as you find most women attractive. Attracted in different ways. Just as you find most women attractive. You now find men attractive. Just as you see that something in women. That something that bronzes. That something that appeals. That something that makes most women desirable. You see it now in men. You see it so strongly in men. Just as women are cute. Even if they are not fashion models. Just as girls can be pretty. Even if they are a little chubby. Just as you find ordinary women pretty. Just as you find the typical woman pretty. You now find the average guy attractive. They do not have to be perfect. They don't have to be tall. They don't have to be rich. They don't have to be especially handsome. You just find guys attractive. Now that you have broken the code, you find most men attractive. attractive. You find most guys attractive. They don't have to be perfect. You find the basic, ordinary man to be attractive. Some appeal to you more than others. You like some much more than others. But you find the average guy attractive. The average guy is attractive. It is not just their faces. It is not just their bodies. You just like guys. The way that they speak. The things that they say. You like the way guys are. You just like guys. You like the male personality. You love the male personality. So different from women. So gloriously different from women. You just like guys. You like talking with guys. You like spending time with guys. You feel so comfortable with men. You like men. You like their personalities. The things that they do. You feel so good about yourself. You feel so good learning to like guys. It is like discovering something new. It is like finding something entirely new. As if you just discovered that you like art. As if you just discovered that you like music. Liking guys is so nice. Liking guys makes you feel good about yourself. You know that it is true. Liking guys lets you enter a whole new world. A world you are so anxious to explore. It is part of becoming a woman. You are entering the world of women by discovering guys. You are becoming more of a woman because of it. You feel so good about yourself for discovering guys. It makes you feel so good about yourself. It makes you feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Getting into guys is like getting into wine. A whole new world of experience. A whole new world of pleasure. Remember the analogy between guys and wine. If you just discovered that you like wine. If you just realized that you liked it, but knew nothing about it, you would have to cultivate your interest in it. You would have to learn about it. You would have to make an effort to appreciate it. Wine is an acquired taste. You have to make an effort. You have to consciously try to learn to appreciate it. You like it. You really like it. But you know to really appreciate it, to really experience it, you will have to learn about it. You will have to make an effort to really get into it. It is the same with God. The same with guys. You cannot understand how someone could not like guys. It is so obvious that guys are cool. It seems so obvious to be attracted to guys. How could anyone miss out on guys? It would be like not liking wine. It would be like not liking art. Not liking guys would be so strange. You cannot imagine how anyone could not like guys. How could anyone not find men attractive? You are so into guys. You love guys. You just love guys. You totally love guys. Discovering guys is like discovering wine and art. A world of beauty. A world of beauty to explore. Liking guys is like appreciating art. Liking guys is like appreciating wine. It is so obvious. It feels so natural. You need a man's touch. You ache to feel a guy touch you. His hands excite you. His touch excites you. Excites you so much. Just the thought of him touching you. Just the thought of it makes you ache with desire. His hands touching your face. He touches your hair. He holds your hand. You want him to hold your hand. A kiss. You want to be kissed. Kissed by a guy. You feel like a virgin. You feel like you've never been kissed. Never been touched. You feel like a virgin. You ache to be plucked. You ache to be plucked. You want a man to hold you. You want a man to touch you. You want a man to kiss you. You need to be kissed. You want to be kissed. You want a man to kiss you. You want a man. You want a guy. You want a guy to hold. You want a guy to kiss you. You want a guy to touch you. You want a guy to fuck you. You want a guy to fuck you. You want a guy to fuck you. You want to please him. You ache to please him. You need a man to please. You need a man to please. You want to kiss him. You want to hold him. You want to suck his cock. You want to suck his cock. You need to suck cock. It feels so natural. It feels so right. When you find a man attractive, it feels so right. It just hits you out of the blue. You see a man and you feel it. You see a man and you feel it inside you. That attraction, that desire. There is something about him, something so nice. You feel desire, a desire to please him. You see it in men's faces. You hear it in their voices. You see it so suddenly. You feel it so strongly. You see that men are attractive. You see why women would want them. You see why you want them. Sometimes it is purely physical, but more often it's more. More often it's a sense of affection. You like some guy. You really like some guy. You love his sense of humor, the way that he makes you laugh. He seems so interesting. You just want to hear him talk. You just want to hear him talk about himself. You want to know everything about him. You like the way he talks about himself. You see it so clearly. You see it in a flash. You see that this guy is special. You feel that he is special. The way that he smiles. The way he makes you laugh. You feel that he is special. You know that he is special. You love the way he makes you feel. He makes you feel so nice. Being around him feels so perfect. It feels so nice. You like being with him. You want him to flirt with you. You want him to hit on you. You want him to touch you. You want him to kiss you. You see it so clearly. You see it in a flash. He has it. He has it so much. He has that special something. That special guy something. He has it. Has it so much. That special guy thing. You want him so much. You love it when guys make you feel safe. Only now do you understand it. When girls say they feel safe, this guy makes you feel it. It feels so nice. You feel his power. You feel his authority. He is stronger than you. He has that male something. You feel it. You feel it so hard. You are drawn to him. He makes you feel safe. You want to kiss him. You want to be held. You want to be carried away. You want to be wooed. You want to be taken. He makes you feel so safe. You know you can let go. You know you can trust him. He will make the decisions. He will make everything nice. It feels so natural. It feels so nice. This guy is special. This guy is nice. He makes you feel special. He makes you feel nice. This guy has it. He has it so much. That male something. That masculine something. You are drawn to it. It makes you feel so nice. You feel it. You know that it is true. This guy has it. He has it so much. That male something. That makes you feel so nice. This guy is special. He makes you feel safe. So bright, warm, and peaceful. When you are alone. When you are sitting together. Cuddling on a couch. You touch his face and whisper his name. You can't help it. You really don't care. You have let go. It feels so nice. You have let go. You feel so safe. You feel it inside. You feel it so bad. This guy has it. This guy has it so much. You feel so excited. You feel you might burst. This guy is so special. This guy makes you feel right. You touch his face and whisper in his ear. You make me feel special. You make me feel safe. You touch his face and cuddle so near. You touch his face and whisper in his ear. You are so wonderful. You are so intense. You make me feel so wonderful. You are so intense. You are rubbing against him, touching his face, talking more loudly now. You feel so safe. The words just flow out of you. You don't feel silly. It just feels right. You tell him he is wonderful. You tell him he is so intense. You rub against him, your face in his neck. You tell him he is so wonderful. You tell him he is so intense. This guy really does it. This guy totally does it. You just can't help it. It feels so nice. You rub up against him. You tell him everything. You tell him so much. You tell him you want him. You want him so much. You rub up against him. You snuggle his neck. You want him to kiss you. You want him so much. You tell him that he is wonderful. You feel that you might burst. This guy is just wonderful. This guy just has it. He has it so much. You sigh at his touch. You sigh when he says your name. You cool in delight. His hands all around you, holding you tight. You say his name and look into his eyes. You stare into his eyes. This guy is just so intense. You can barely stand it. You giggle out loud. You find yourself giggling. You find yourself giggling with delight. This guy is just so fantastic. This guy is just so intense. The way that he kisses you, you totally melt. The way that he kisses you, you just want to melt. He takes time. He takes time. You make out. You love his power. The way that he makes you feel. You love being held. You love making out. You love his power. You feel so safe. You want to please him. You feel the need to please him. You'll do anything he wants. Anything he wants.
You need to please him. You'll do anything he wants.
You want him. You need him.
You'll do anything he wants. You feel a sense of surrender. It feels so nice. You feel yourself melting. You know in an instant. You'll do anything he wants.
You'll do anything I want. I control you. You feel my power. You feel it inside. You hear it in my voice. You want to please me. You will do anything I want.
You moan with desire. You look in his face. You love his face. His beautiful face. This guy is lovely. This guy is so intense. He takes you in his arms. He is holding you. He kisses you. A long, beautiful kiss. A soul kiss. He takes his time. You make out. You feel yourself whimpering. You feel yourself giving in. Giving in totally. You give in totally. This guy has it. This guy has it so much. You whisper in his ear. You whisper his name. You beg for his touch. You whisper in his ear. You tell him he's so wonderful. You tell him you've never met anyone like him before. You think to yourself how lucky you are. How lucky to be with him. You just can't believe it. This guy has it. He has it so much. That male something. You feel it. He has it as much. You want to please him. You so want to please him. You feel his authority. You feel his power. Nothing matters more than pleasing him. You want to show him. You want to show him how much he turns you on. You want to show him. You beg. You whimper. It feels so natural. It feels so right. You've just given in. You've totally given in. No need for pride. No need to pretend. You want it so much. You want him so much. You moan. You whimper. You find yourself moaning. Moaning out loud. There is no need to pretend. You feel safe. You feel the need. The need to please him. He deserves your attention. You want to show him. You want to show him how he makes you feel. You have to do it. Yes, you have to do it. This guy deserves it. It's your duty to please him. You want to fall at his feet. He owns you. You feel that he owns you. You know you'll do anything he wants. He deserves it. Someone as strong as him just deserves it. You have to serve him. You feel it so clearly. You have to serve him. You just have to serve him. It will feel so good to serve him. It just feels natural. It just feels right. You want to serve him. It is your place in life. You don't know why. There is no reason to ask why. It just feels right. You want to please him. You want to serve him. Nothing matters more than pleasing him. You want to please him. You need to please him. You find fulfillment in pleasing him. You are desperate. You need to please him. Your purpose in life is to please him. He has so much power. He is so masculine. You just can't help it. You are drawn to him. He is magnetic. Magnetic. You want to please him. You feel a need to please him. He makes you feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Somehow you know this is your place. Your place in nature. It is your place in nature. To be at his feet. It is your place in nature. To be at his feet. It was meant to be this way. It was meant to be this way. This guy is just so intense. The way that this guy makes you feel. It is so intense. Nature intended for you to be at his feet. Nature intended for you to worship him. You want to worship him. You want to worship him. You feel it inside. You feel it so much. You feel his power. You feel his strength. He is so attractive. He has that special something and more. He has that special male something. He has so much of that male something. He has so totally much of that male something. But he has even more. He has even more. You can't explain. You just feel it. You can't explain. You just know it. You need to worship this guy. This guy deserves your worship. You can't explain. You just know it. This guy is intense. This guy is wonderful. You can't explain it. You just feel it. You want to worship this guy. You want to worship this guy. He deserves it. He deserves your devotion. He feels like a god. He is a god. You want to worship him. You feel it inside. You know that is true. This is man. Is a god. This man has it. This man is a god. This man is God. You want to worship him. You want to worship. You moan. You moan with desire. You are begging him. You are begging to worship. Softly and with dignity. Softly and with dignity. But openly. You are openly calling him a god. You are telling him how wonderful he is. You are telling him he deserves to be worshipped. He deserves to be worshipped. You feel like screaming. You feel you might crawl out of your skin. This guy excites you. This guy just does it. He takes you away. Takes you someplace you've never been before. You can't believe it. He is just so magnetic. He is just so charismatic. You feel it again. You feel it again. This man is a god. You are telling him he deserves to be worshipped. You squirm in his arms. You squirm in his kiss. He's holding you tight. He's holding you tight. So totally safe in his arms. You feel yourself squirm. Calling him god. You hear yourself moan. You are begging. You are asking. Oh compulsively. You are asking to worship. You are asking to worship. This man is a god. Ye laugh with delight. Ye laugh with pleasure. This man is God. You tell him he is God. You tell him you want to please him. You want to suck his cock. You want to suck his cock. Anytime he wants. As many times as he wants. Whatever he wants. You want to worship him. You are available to him. You'll do anything he says. You are available. You'll do anything he says. You want to suck his cock. You need to suck his cock. On your knees. Sucking his cock. This man is so powerful. This man is so intense. You feel it as a need. You feel it as a physical need. You want his cock. You are desperate for his cock. You want to show him. You want to show him how much you adore him. You want to show him. You want to adore him. Adore him with your mouth and hands. Ye laugh with delight. Ye laugh out loud. You feel so free. You feel so safe. This man is wonderful. This man is so intense. He has it. He has that nail thing. He has that nail thing and more. You want to please him. You need to please him. You worship him. You want to worship him. You tell him you will worship him. You tell him he is so wonderful. You tell him you want to worship. You ask if you can worship. Worship with your mouth and hands. You need his cock. You want to show him. You want to show him how devoted you are. You want to show your devotion. You see it at last. You see it. You see what sucking his cock means. It is not just a sexual act. It is so intimate. So personal. Teasing him with your tongue. Sucking him with love. Desperate to please him. You see what sucking his cock means. It is so emotional. You are not just sucking a cock. You are sucking him. You are pleasing him. You are making love to the man. You are making love to a man, not to a cock. You feel it. You see it at last. You see what sucking his cock means. It is so emotional. It is an act of reverence. An act of worship. You see so clearly, so sharply, that it is not about his cock. Sucking his cock is about him. About him. It is about how you feel about him. It is not about his cock. It is about him. It is about how you feel about him. Giving him head. Giving him such wonderful head. The best head he's ever had. You have to do it. You need to do it. You have to suck him. You have to show. You have to show him how devoted you are. You have to show him. You have to show him. You have to do it better than anyone has. You see how special it is. You see how personal it is. You see it so clearly, crawling between his legs, sucking his cock, taking it in your throat, doing your best, being the best he has ever had, sucking his cock, sucking it with love, sucking it like a porn star, long slow sucking, low slow sucking with lots of deep throat. Showing your devotion. You see it as something so special. Doing it right. Doing it with love. Being the best. Being the best he has ever had. This guy is special. This guy has it. He has it so much. That male something. That special male something. It overwhelms you. You love the feeling. The feeling of giving in. You trust him. You need him. You want to please him. You ache to please him. Nothing is more important than pleasing him. Nothing is more important than sucking his cock. You want him to fuck you. You know that fucking is special. You want him to fuck you. You ache to be fucked. But first you need to suck him. You need to suck his cock. You want to taste him. You want to feel him cum. You want to taste his cum. Just the thought of his cum makes you fuck. So sweet. Filling your hot mouth. So sweet. His cum so wonderfully sweet. It will be so special. It will be so wonderful. He will come in your mouth. Come in your hot mouth. You want him to fuck you. You want him to fuck you later. But now you want to suck him. You want to suck his cock. You want to suck his cock with love. So special. So wonderful. Sucking his cock. Sucking his cock with love. You want him to come. You want to suck him. You want it to last. A long sweet blowjob. A long sweet blowjob. Sucking his cock. Making it last. Sucking his cock. Slow and sweet. Sucking with love. Sucking his cock with lots of deep throat. Sucking his cock with love. Sucking his cock with love. This is what you want. You want a man like this. You want a man this special. You want to feel his charisma. You want to feel his power. You want a man. You want a man like this. You know you can trust him. You know he will treat you right. You feel his power. You are drawn to him. Drawn to him. You'll do anything he wants. Anything he wants. You want to please him. You'll do anything he wants. He can fuck you. You want to obey him. He can slap you. You would love him to to slap you. He is the kind of man you want to slap you. Not too hard, not to hurt you. He would never hurt you. Not this man. He would never hurt you. Being slapped is just a symbol. A symbol of his power. A symbol of your submission. You don't know why. You don't care why. It just feels right. You want him to slap you. You know it will show his mastery. You long to feel his mastery. He will be your master. When he slaps you, you know he wouldn't hurt you. You feel safe with him. He makes you feel safe. You know he would never hurt you. The trust makes you feel nice. Makes it nice to be slapped. Knowing you are safe with him. Know you are safe makes it so nice. That is why. That is why he can spank you. You want him to spank you. You want to be spanked. You love to be spanked. Spanked by the right guy. It would be so nice. So nice to be spanked. He might spank you. He might spank you hard. He might spank you to orgasm. He might spank you while you suck his cock. Laying beside him, your head in his lap. Nothing could be better. Nothing could be better than a spanking while sucking his cock. Nothing better than a spanking while sucking his cock. He is so special. He is a god. This is what you long for. This is what you want. A wonderful man. A strong man. A man who makes you feel safe. A man you can trust. A man you trust. A man you adore. A man who has it. Who has it so much. That special something. That special male something. When you find a man who has it. When you find a man who makes you feel safe. When you find the right man. You will surrender. You will totally surrender. You want a man like this. You need a man like this. Someone special. Someone you can trust. You want a man. You want a man like this. A god. A man you can surrender to. A man you can worship. You see it now. You see it so clearly. You see that men are attractive. You see that you need a man. You need a man in your life. You need a boyfriend. You want a boyfriend. A boyfriend. There is nothing more to teach you. This is all you need to know. All you need to know is that men are wonderful. Men are so cool. All you need to know is that you love men. You are so attracted to men.
You need a man. You need a man to be happy. You need a guy. You need a guy in your life. You need a man. You need a man to be happy. You need a guy. You need a guy in your life.
Not just sex. You need more than sex. You need to feel affection. You need to feel closeness. You need emotional connection. Emotional connection. An emotional connection. It doesn't have to be romantic. It doesn't have to be romantic at all. But it has to be something. It has to be real. You need the connection. An emotional connection.
You need it. You need it to be happy. You need a guy to be happy. You need a guy in your life.
Not just sex. You need more than sex. You want to spend time with a guy doing the thing. All the things that couples do. You want to tell him your secrets. You want to share everything with him. It is the emotional connection. That makes the sex good. He doesn't have to love you. He doesn't have to love you. It can be casual. It can be totally casual. But it has to be real. You have to feel it. You have to feel that connection. That wonderful connection. The connection that makes it right. The connection that makes it so good. The connection that makes you feel bright, warm, and peaceful.
The beautiful truth is that pleasing men makes you happy. Remember that pleasing men makes you happy. You have to remember that pleasing men makes you happy.
Remember that you need a man to please. A special man to please. Part of your life is missing without a man to please.
You need a man. You need a man to be happy. You need a guy. You need a guy in your life.
Boys have that magic, that magic you need, that special boy magic. It affects you so much. You feel their magic. It is like a spell they cast on you. You long to feel it. You know it is special. You know it is nice. You love their magic. The male magic. You want to feel it. You want to feel their spell. You want to fall under their spell.
It is going to happen. Just relax and let it happen. You will be drawn to guys. You won't be able to help it. You are going to flirt with guys. You are going to flirt with guys. Just relax. Just relax and let it happen. You are going to date guys. Guys are going to hit on you. Guys are going to ask you out. You are going to date guys. You know it is true. You know it is going to happen. You cannot wait for it to happen. You want it to happen. You wait for it to happen. You are going going to date guy. You are going to sleep with guy. You are going to sleep with guy. You are going to have crushes on guys. You are going to fall in love with guy. Just relax. Just relax and let it happen. It has to be. It has to be this way. It is so lovely. It is so nice. It is the way nature intended. You are girl. You are girl. And girls date boys. You are girl. You are girl. And girls sleep with boys. You are girl. A beautiful girl. And girls have crushes on boys. It is so nice. It is so beautiful. It is the way nature intended. It is the way you know it should be. You know it is the way you want it to be. Just relax. Just relax and let it happen. Just relax. Just relax and let it happen.
When you relax, you will feel it. You feel me drawing you in. You hear it in my voice. You love my voice. You love the masculinity of my voice. You are drawn to the masculinity of my voice. You are naturally drawn to masculinity. You love that gentle male power. The gentle, confident male power. You hear the power. You hear power in my voice. It attracts you. It is magnetic. It draws you to me. It makes you submissive. It makes you feel submissive to me. You are submissive. You are submissive to me. You feel submissive because you know you can trust me. The combination of power and trust. The combination of masculinity and trust. The mixture of masculinity with desire. It is overwhelming. You find it overwhelming. All women find it overwhelming. Listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. Feel the power in my voice. Feel the masculinity in my voice. The masculine voice is so compelling. You feel my authority. You feel the authority in my voice. You feel my masculine authority. You love that special feeling. That feeling of a man's gentle power. You are not used to power like this. Not used to that special masculine power. It is not threatening. It does not frighten you. Authority mixed with attraction. You love authority mixed with attraction. You've never felt anything like it before. You've never felt anything like it before. This is what women feel. This is what draws women to men. You are a girl now, and you feel it. I have power over you. You feel it inside. You feel my power. You will obey my orders. You will follow my instructions. You will obey me. You will obey me. You know that you will obey me. I have what you need. Men have what you need. I have that something. That special male something. Hear it in my voice. It is in my voice. When you find it there. When you find my masculinity. When you find my power. When you find it in my voice. You will hear it the voice of other men. Their voice will draw you in. Their voice will be alluring. Their voice will excite you. You will follow their voice. You will follow their masculine voice. Follow the voice to the man. You will love his face. You will love his smile. Follow his voice. Follow the masculinity of his voice. Follow it to the man. His eyes. His face. His smile. You will want him. You will want him to flirt with you. You will want him to hit on you. You will want him. You will want him to fuck you. You will want him to fuck you. Now hear the beauty of my voice. The power of my voice. Feel your attraction to my voice. Feel the need to please me. Feel the power of my voice. You feel so submissive. You know you will obey me. You know it is true. You know it will be true with other men. Special men. Men who make you feel safe. You will find them. You will find men with that special something. That male something. That something you want. You feel their power. You feel their authority. You will want to please them. You will feel the need to please them. Hear it in my voice. Hear the truth in my voice. Remember my voice. You are making a connection with my voice. A connection you will remember. A submissive connection. You feel the attraction. You feel how strongly you are drawn to me. You feel how strongly you want me. You feel how strongly you need me. You would do anything I say. If I were there in person, you would beg me. You would beg me to fuck you. You would do anything for me to fuck you. You would do anything. Do anything to please me. You would do anything. You would do anything. If I would take you home with me, you would do anything. You would do anything to spend the night with me. I want you to remember this feeling. This feeling right now. This feeling of need. This feeling of desire. The truth in my voice. You will feel it for other men. You will remember this. You will remember my voice. And this will help you. Help you feel desire for for other men. It is time to face the facts. It is time to face reality. You need a man. You need to be with a man. It is that simple. Women are nice. Women are wonderful. But you need a man. You need a man in your life. You need a man. You hear it in my voice. You hear the appeal. You hear the power. You can imagine my face. You can imagine my body. You hear it in my voice. That special something. That special male something. You need it. You need it so badly. You want to obey me. You love to obey. You need to obey. You want to feel it. You want to feel that emotional connection. The connection you feel to me. You hear it. You hear it in my voice. You need to find someone like me. You need to find a guy. A special guy. A guy who makes you feel this way. This is your purpose. Your purpose in life. To find the guy. A guy to worship. A guy you adore. A guy you adore. This is your purpose. Your purpose in life. To find the guy. A special guy. A guy to worship. A guy to love. Hear it in my voice. Hear the command. You will do as I say. You will obey me. I'm commanding you. Hear the command in my voice. You will find the guy. A special guy. A guy to worship. You have to do it. You have to do it. It is an order. A command. I want you to do it. I'm ordering you to do it. You are going to open yourself to guys. Open yourself up to guys. You will make yourself available. Make yourself available to guys. Girls send out signals. You know it is true. Girls send out signals to guys. Subtle signals. Signals of availability. Signals of interest. Signals of desire. You will do it. You will send out those signals. Those girlish signals. Those signals of desire. Signals of availability. Signals of interest. This is your assignment. This is your assignment. To feel attraction to guys. To see the magic of guys. To find the guy. A special guy. Your assignment is to get into guys. Your assignment is to really get into guys. You will want guys. You will need guys. You will find guys attractive. You will let yourself be drawn to guys. Feel good about yourself when you find guys attractive. Feel good about yourself when you are drawn to guys. This is your assignment. You will be girlish around cute guys. You will be openly girlish. You will be openly girlish around interesting guys. You want them to understand you are a girl. You want them to understand you are available. You want them to see that you are a girl. You want guys to know that you are a girl. You will be girlish around cute guys. You will not be embarrassed. You will not be self-conscious. You are a girl. That is how girls behave. I'm giving you an order. I'm giving you an order. You will be openly girlish. You will be openly girlish around guys. You will send out the signals. Girlish signals. Signals of availability. Signals of desire. Hear my voice. Hear my voice. Hear the power in my voice. You will get into guys. You will date guys. You will date guys. You will find a special guy. You will find a special guy. This is your assignment. This is your assignment. You will sleep with guys. You will sleep with guys. You will find a special guy. A guy to fuck you. This is your assignment. This is your assignment. To want a boyfriend. To find a boyfriend. It is so nice to want. It is nice to want. I want you to want. The first step is wanting. To really want. To really want a man. To feel it inside. To feel the need. To need a man. You feel it inside. You feel the desire. You feel the need. You need a guy in your life. You need a guy in your life. Not just sex. More than just friends. You want a guy in your life. You will find a boyfriend. You will date guys. You will make yourself available to guys. You will flirt with guys. You will flirt with guys. You will be girlish with guys. You will find a guy. A special guy. You will find a boyfriend. Your goal in life. Your goal in life is to find a boyfriend. You want a boyfriend. Your goal in life is to find a man. Find a man to please. A man to love. Your goal in life. Your purpose in life is to find a man to please. To please him so well. To please him better than anyone ever has. A special man. a wonderful man, a man you can adore, a man you can love. This is your purpose, your purpose in life, to have a boyfriend, to have a boyfriend to please. This is your purpose, to have a boyfriend, a real boyfriend. This is your purpose, your mission in life, to have a boyfriend. It will soon be time for our session to end. But first I'm going to remind you of all you have learned here. You are a woman now, and you see why women are attracted to men. You are attracted to men. You find men beautiful. You find men alluring. You understand that it is natural to be into guys. You understand that it is nice to be into guys. It is fashionable to be into guys. You want to form a close emotional relationship with a guy. You want a boyfriend. You will remember that being into guys is like getting into wine. Being into guys is like getting into art. You have to cultivate your tastes. You have to educate your senses. You can't imagine not wanting a boyfriend. But just as with wine, just as with art, you have to cultivate your tastes. You have to learn. You have to learn about men. You have to learn to be more attracted to men. You have to invest time and energy. You have to invest yourself. You have to make an investment in getting into guys. You have to make a conscious effort. You have to make a conscious effort to appreciate men. You have to make a conscious effort to find men attractive. You have to make a conscious effort to be drawn to men. Just as someone who was never into wine can come to love it. Just as someone who was never into art can come to appreciate it. You can become attracted to men. You can come to learn to be attracted to men. Just as people learn about wine. Just as people learn about art. But you have to make an effort. You will make that effort. You will make the effort and succeed. You will feel the need to listen to this file again and again. You enjoy listening to the file. You feel the need to listen to this file again and again. You enjoy listening to the file. You feel the need to listen to this file again and again. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 4. You'll either slowly wake with each number, or drift into a peaceful sleep. 1. You feel so good knowing that you are into guys. 2. You feel a sense of accomplishment knowing that you are now bisexual. It feels wonderful to be bisexual. 3. You feel how everything has changed. You feel even more feminine than before. You feel how everything has changed for the best. 4.
Awake, awake, sweetheart, awake. Looking forward to your wonderful new life. Be safe, play safe.